An office with a window may not be a luxury. It turns out it's probably really good for your health. A new study by the University of Washington finds that a room with a view works like nothing else. It doesn't matter what you're watching on the Discovery Channel or Animal Planet. Nothing compares to real nature. Rachel Severson, she's the co-author of the study. Rachel, you're a doctoral student of psychology at the University of Washington. Very interesting research. First of all, tell me about what you were hoping to find in your project.
Well, when we started out on this study, we were interested in whether a real view out a glass window would be any different than a blank wall. And this was really a replication of a study done back in 1984 by Roger Ulrich. But we were also interested in whether a plasma display, so in that time we've had this incredible development of plasma display technologies, and so with that a new question came up for us, and that is, was there something special about the real view of nature, or could a high-definition real-time view of nature, as in on a plasma display screen, could get the same benefits as the real view? So we expected that we would get a significant difference in heart rate recovery from between the real window and the blank wall. So we thought that that would be the case, and we thought that the plasma display would come somewhere in between. But that's not what we found at all.
Now, I'm not familiar at all with the earlier research. What did the study find in terms of having a window or nothing at all?
Well, so back in 84, Roger Ulrich did this study that was actually looking at differences in the recovery of patients after gallbladder surgery. So this was in a hospital setting. And he looked at their recovery depending on whether they were assigned to a hospital room with a view of a natural setting or on the other side of the hospital with a view of a neighboring brick wall. And what he found was that patients with a nature view recovered faster. They required less pain medication and had less postoperative complications as compared to those that were looking onto the blank wall. So that was a study done by Roger Ulrich back in 1984, and was really quite an interesting and provocative finding that he had there.
And you were kind of measuring sort of the same sorts of things, although you weren't talking about hospital patients. You were measuring their blood pressure and how well they performed on tasks?
Right. So we were interested in, we weren't having them go through surgery or anything, of course, but we were interested in, what are the physiological effects? And we measured this through heart rate recovery from a low-level stress. And so we put people in, what would be maybe a somewhat typical office setting. So we wanted to see, this could have application just in terms of people's everyday working lives. You don't have to be in the hospital recovering from surgery, but it's something that all of us can experience. And so we gave them different tasks to do while they were in the office. And those tasks, every time we would give them a task, we would see a slight rise in their heart rate. So just a low-level stress from, giving them something that they're told that we're looking at their performance on this task. So, they want to do well. They're in an experimental setting. And so we'd see this slight rise in their heart rate. And then what we were interested in is between the three conditions, how quickly did their heart rate recover from that low-level stress?
And one of the things that I find absolutely amazing, because there's a lot of, the new technology and a lot made about, how you can have the digital picture frames on your wall. I think Bill Gates even has big plasma screens in his house that show, different pieces of artwork. There's a lot made about, how that is a replication for the world around us. And in your study, your plasma screen showed a live view outside, right?
Yeah, live real-time view. Actually, the plasma display was placed over the window that's already there. So it was essentially the same view. The only difference was that the camera was mounted about 10 feet above the window on the roof of Mary Gates Hall on University of Washington's campus.
But again, if a bird had flown by the real window, you would have seen the bird fly by on the plasma screen. I mean,
exactly.
This is like as close to a replication of the outdoors as you possibly could get.
Exactly, exactly.
Hey, what did you find?
Well, we found that in terms of the heart rate recovery, that the glass window view of the real nature was significantly better than the blank wall. So we just had that as our first question. And we found just what we expected there. But the plasma window of nature was no better than the blank wall. And this really surprised us.
I find that just absolutely amazing. No better at all than looking at a blank wall.
No better. You might as, you know, save your money. Just keep your blank wall. Well, I should mention that we ran another study that where we installed these plasma displays in the interior offices, so windowless offices of various faculty and staff at the University of Washington. And this study actually was just published as well. It was a separate study, so it's in a different journal. And there we were interested in, if you have no window, does having a plasma display with that real-time view of what's just outside, are there any benefits there? And we found that people loved having the plasma display because they knew what was going on outside. They knew if it was sunny, and, you know, in Seattle here, especially this spring, that sun comes out, and, boy, you want to get outside. So, and you know what's going on socially. So they talked about seeing when classes were out. They could see people milling about. They kind of had a sense of what was going on in the day instead of being in that, you know, deprivation chamber of having a windowless office. So I think that if we compare it to a blank wall, in terms of physiological benefits, you know, the plasma display is no different than the blank wall. But there are some psychological benefits where you're getting the information about what's going on outside, both, you know, natural information, social information. And so there are some benefits there. And everybody, after we took those plasma displays out of their inside offices, they all wanted them back.
But I'm still surprised by the no physiological benefits. Did that surprise you as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we thought the plasma display would be, you know, somewhere maybe not as good as the real window, but we certainly thought it would be better than the blank wall. And so it really did surprise us. I think that, you know, one of the keys pieces that we found was that the recovery from that stress was tied to what people were actually doing with their eyes. So in other words, in the real window condition, people tended to look out the window a lot, which that's not so surprising, and it tended to hold their attention. So they would look out the window for a longer period of time when they did look. With the plasma display, they looked, you know, just as often in terms of number of times that they looked, but the plasma display didn't hold their attention. And when we looked at the relationship between the duration of looking out the window or at the plasma display, we found that with the real window, that when you look longer, you had more benefit. And the less you look, you know, the less benefit you had. So it was really tied to that you're actually looking out the window. But that wasn't the case for the plasma display. So you can look as long as you want at the plasma display, but you don't get any more benefit.
Do you have any theories as to why that's the case, why they weren't spending as much time looking at it? Do they just not feel as connected to the outside world?
Well, right. There are lots of possible explanations. So a technologist will, you know, counter that, well, we haven't figured out yet certain technological problems. So, for example, there's the issue of what's called parallax. So if you're looking out a window, when you turn your head or shift to one side or the other, that you'll actually have a different angle that you're seeing things. But that's not the case with the plasma display, at least not yet. So that could be one explanation. Another is that you have three dimensions in a real window versus two dimensions on a plasma display. And so those are all possible explanations. And the technologists will tell you, you know, just give us 10 more years and $20 million and we'll figure that out. But I think what's important here is that we've established that if you are going to compare a plasma window to a real window, that here's at least one baseline that you need to be able to establish that they are comparable. And right now, they're not.
Did the people who were looking at the plasma screen in your study, did they know that that was a live view out the window or what would have been the window?
Right, yeah. So absolutely, they knew that they were looking at a plasma display that was showing the same view as if they were looking out the real window, and they knew it was in real time. So we weren't trying to deceive them there as to what they were looking at.
Which is kind of interesting, because I guess you kind of make the case that maybe they didn't think that it had anything to do with them, that it could have been in some other part of the country. But if you're told that that's what you would be seeing if there was a window there, that's kind of amazing that that didn't work as well.
Yeah, I know. It really is. But I think that what the study is showing is that nature has important in people's lives, and that there are limitations to technological representations of nature.
And I know that as they're taking your study now, that's very important when our cities are getting larger and larger and there were fewer trees around us all the time.
Absolutely, right. So, and technology is increasingly a part of our lives, and it's going to get more and more that way, and it'll become more sophisticated and more compelling. But our interpretation is that if technology continues to replace our interactions with actual nature, that it'll come at a cost. So in other words, we need to interact with actual nature.
And so we can, if you need your case to have an office with a window on it, there's your report.
Indeed.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time. She's Rachel Severson. She's a psychology doctoral student at the University of Washington. Very interesting research, and we appreciate your time today. I'm Kevin Eby. This is Connected.